This edition of NeedCoffee.com's Weekend Justice is brought to you by your friends at Extreme Toys Unlimited.
Hey kids, you like extreme toys? But you think the new Extreme Tickle Me Elmo is for pansies, don't you? Well, we're Extreme Toys Unlimited, and we're here to bring you the new limited edition Super Extreme Tickle Me Elmo. That's right. Sounds possessed, doesn't it? Well, that's just the tip of the iceberg. While you're asleep, it'll pawn your parents' new high-def television and frame your dog as a drug smuggler. Oh, fuck yeah. That's what you want, isn't it? Isn't it? Yeah, that's what we thought. So be sure to be on the lookout for our new Extreme Editions coming just in time for Christmas. Tickle me Elmore Leonard.
Ah, oh, Jesus, kid, fuck off. I'm trying to write.
And Tickle Me El Cid.
He sits on the shores and doesn't do anything.
Very observant. We're Extreme Toys Unlimited. Watch for us, because we're watching for you.
We've seen you, staggering out of the work week. But now it's time to buck up, little camper. The weekend is here. This is a NeedCoffee.com podcast, and we're going to help you the rest of the way home. Stand by for Weekend Justice.
Watch out, my motor, swindle the promoter, took the lunatics for a ride, and a little voice inside my head said, Rosemary!
Okay, folks, Widget Walls here, NeedCoffee.com podcast for Weekend Justice. Welcome to Friday. It is October. I am so happy that it is October. I can't even begin to tell you. And if I can ever get caught up on all my shit, then we will start to put up the Halloween decorations because I'm so freaking ready. I know you're sick of hearing about it, but you're just going to have to bite down on the stick so that we can, the stick or the belt or whatever, the bullet, bite the bullet, whatever, and deal with it because I am so freaking ready for my favorite holiday of the year. So anyway, I am jazzed for it, and I'm trying to get all this stuff done so that we can move on with the Halloween fun. So I am, as you can tell, I'm feeling better from the sound of my voice. Knock on formica or whatever it is that this desk is made of. I won't knock because that will go right into the microphone and it will jar your brain around inside your skull and you'll run off the road and I'll have caused at least three people to die. It'll be terrible. But anyway, so we're here with Weekend Justice, and for those of you who are uninitiated, this is a quick rundown of some ideas as you're driving into work or whatever, or sitting there at your lunch hour, and you're thinking, what the hell am I going to do this weekend? I have 2 days off. It feels like it's been a lifetime since the last weekend. What am I supposed to do? So we've got some ideas for you here. So let's just jump right into it with a couple things. First of all, we've got some audiobooks for you. The first one is Laurel Canyon from Michael Walker, and this is put out by Blackstone Audio. This is read by Lloyd James. And the audience for this are if you're lovers of music of the 60s. And at first, when I saw that this guy was writing about the music that had its roots in Laurel Canyon, which is part of Los Angeles, I thought, is this that guy that I saw back in college? And there was a guy who came and delivered a lecture called '60s when the '60s when the music mattered. I believe his name was Barry Drake. I think I looked that up earlier tonight. And he basically had somehow managed to find himself everywhere, you know, Haight-Ashbury and at Big Pink and at Woodstock and everywhere. Everywhere that something important happened musically in the 60s, he just somehow managed to be there. Just a very lucky bastard. And he goes around and apparently, I saw his lecture multimedia thing. I'm sure it's spruced up a hell of a lot now. But I saw it back when I was in college, which was, you know, right after the 60s. At least that's what it feels like. Shit, I'm so old. But anyway, so for fans of the music scene of the 60s, and he goes on into the 70s and 80s, because basically it's not just the 60s. He's talking about the area and what came out of there musically. You might want to check that out, and that's from Blackstone. And of course, Blackstone puts out everything unabridged, and we love unabridged, so that's good. Next, we've got The Zero from Harper Audio, and this is by Jess Walter. It's read by Christopher Graybill. And this basically starts with the protagonist finding that he shot himself in the head, which is how I feel generally when I wake up in the morning, but I've never actually, you know, literally shot myself in the head. So he's having a far worse day than any of you are, so you can, you know, count your blessings. But basically, there's been some kind of terrorist attack, and he finds himself, he's got a girlfriend that he doesn't know. He's just unfamiliar with his own life. He's basically living the Talking Heads song, if you know what I'm saying. So he's trying to adjust to the strange new life that he's woken up to find himself in and figure out what the hell's going on in the wake of a world gone mad. So that's The Zero by Jess Walter. Fascinating stuff. Okay, so as far as books go, we have one to tell you about for this week. It is from HarperCollins. And for fans of the series of unfortunate events, they're going to want to snag this. It is listed as a, I guess you would say, an add-on to the series, like the unauthorized autobiography of Lemony Snicket. This is the Beatrice Letters, and it's a series of correspondence from Lemony Snicket to Beatrice. And as it says on the cover, it is suspiciously linked to Book the 13th, The End, which is the last in the series, which is due out shortly. So you're going to want to snag this to get some clues. And there's some weird stuff in here, like as we were noticing, there's punch-out letters that appear on some of the artwork, which is kind of sad because the artwork's actually really good. So, you know, I would hate to, it's almost like, oh, I see, it's sneaky because they want you to buy a copy to punch the letters out of and buy a copy to keep. So, you know, sneaky people. Anyway, so like I said, fans of the series, you're going to want to pick this up because it's actually quite a nice hardback edition here, with the die-cut letters in the front and, you know, like I said, a book here with artwork, and it will tide you over until the end arrives. So there you go. That's from Harper. Also, I wanted to tell you about Content Number 2, and this is a comic from GB Tran, and we had done a feature on Content Number 1 a while back. And the thing that struck me about Tran's work is that I really like the artwork. It's just really, I don't know, it's kind of like a more calm version of Paul Pope. And I'm not saying that in a bad way, nor am I saying, because I really like Pope's work, but this is just kind of I don't know, it's kind of more consistently clean, and his composition is quite excellent. And whereas Content Number 1 was a weird kind of Twilight Zone on acid type of thing, this is just really bizarre, enjoyable, but bizarre, because it's a bunch of interlocking stories along with cell phones having a war. So, I mean, I'm saying that literally, they're having a war. So I'll give you a link to Tran's website where you can go and pick this up, but it's issue number 2 of his series Content, and it's quite good. Okay, so on the music side of the house, let's talk about the Essential Alice in Chains. This is out from Sony. It's 28 discs across 28 tracks across 2 discs. And you know, people, you know, say what you want about Alice in Chains. I really enjoyed them while they were around. It's a shame that they're not anymore. I mean, I don't know if you saw, there was at least one video of them trying to hold it together without Lane Staley, the late Lane Staley. And it's not, apparently they've got somebody now who's touring with them doing vocals, William Duvall. I'm looking at this on Wikipedia here because I was trying to figure out, there was some YouTube video of them performing and I want to say it was Wood, but I don't know if that's actually correct, but it was the lead singer of some other band, and it was not holding together. So I'm hoping that William can bring the noise like he's supposed to, because it just wasn't quite there. So, and it's a shame, because I remember seeing them live at one of the Lollapaloozas a while back, and I was very disturbed because it didn't sound right. The vocals didn't sound right. And of course, you know, I was a singer. I'm still kind of a singer in the shower, but I mean, I was a singer in a band. So I this was one of the bands that I looked up to as far as vocals that were just like slamming. So, you know, I was like, oh God, please don't tell me that Alice in Chains is just a studio band and live they suck. But then for like the last three or four songs, what I saw Lane do was reach down and grab what I guess was some form of throat spray. It looked like, it honestly looked like chloroseptic or something. And he shot a bunch of this down his throat, and then basically, and I'm sure it wasn't anything else, it looked like throat spray, okay? But then he was able to just tear it out for like the last four songs. And I was like, oh, okay, well, you know, singing like he does, it's got to be hard on the vocal cords. And then he was fine. So I was like, ah, okay, sweet. That's awesome. And that made it all worthwhile. But back to the essential Alice in Chains. It's fairly essential. I mean, they've done a good job of picking stuff out of here. I mean, Wood is on there, obviously. Rooster, Got Me Wrong. Basically stuff from all their albums. There's a couple of remixes on here. Remixes are touch and go. The unplugged versions are okay. But basically, you know, do you have all the albums, then you're not missing anything that's on here. If you just want to, I mean, honestly, you should probably just go snag the albums. I did not like Facelift. I mean, it wasn't my favorite, let's put it that way. Simply because they hadn't really mastered what I thought of as the Alice in Chains sound that they just knocked out on Dirt. But that's just me. But, you know, if you like the music at all, go get the albums. If you just, you know, want to have them, the essential would be fine. But there's nothing earth-shattering on here that you're missing if you're a big fan. All right, let's talk now about The Vacant Stare by Lifted. And I'll see if I can't post a link to their MySpace so you can check out some of their music. But basically, this is Brandon Thomas Lackey produced the album. And so I've been listening to this, and my first thought is it's kind of like a kindler. And this is going to sound bad, but just work with me. It's a kindler, gentler Motograder, and I actually dig the shit out of Motograder. So I was like, okay, well, this is interesting. And so I'm listening to it at first, and my first reaction is, well, this is pretty cool. And then the female vocals hit in the backup female vocals hit. And that's when it completely gels, and I'm like, ah, excellent. So it starts to really gel when the bassist is kicking it with the vocals. Then I started looking around at stuff because I hadn't, I started looking at the website and everything, and I was like, these guys are a trio. And let me explain something to you. If there's nothing that really disappoints me more than seeing nine people up on stage and there's not nine people's worth of noise coming from the stage. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you've got four guitars on stage. What are you doing with them? You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, the more people you have on stage, I'm expecting them to bring more noise. You know what I'm saying? I'm expecting it to be more impressive. Case in point, I was talking about Lollapalooza earlier. I saw Ministry at Lollapalooza, and they did Thieves, and Ministry live is like somewhere between 9 and 12 people, or at least they were at the time. I guess they still are, but I mean, you kind of can't tell because there was, you know, a fence up and there's all this shit and lights and everything. So I you know, it looked like a bunch of people on stage. So it was like, oh, well, that's interesting. Then the next year, Primus was there, and probably the best live cover I've ever seen. Primus did Thieves, and Primus is three guys, right? And they kicked its ass. And so I was like, there you have it, right? So, but the thing about trios are, with trios, there's no room for error. I mean, you can't be fuck arounds, you know, you can't fuck around and be a trio. You have to kind of, you're, cause there's nobody to blame. I mean, there's just three people on the stage. So you have to bring, you know, a righteous amount of noise with just three people. And it has to be good because there's only fucking three of you, right? I mean, you know, for some, I don't know what it is, but for, you know, I was in a band in a 5-piece and then I was in a 4-piece, and you, I mean, you have to be tight, but with a trio, you have to be just completely and utterly tight. So I became even more impressed when I'm looking on the website and was like, wait a minute, there's only 3 fucking people in this band. Shit. So, I dig it. It's a great album. It's better than, you know, I don't even listen to the radio anymore, but when I do listen, I, you know, once I'm done bleeding from the ears, I kind of turn it off, but it's better than, you know, the stuff I've heard on the radio when I've been forced to listen to the radio. So it's going to wind up in my playlist. So check that out. I will put links up to the band's website and everything, but, you know, I'm impressed. To any musicians and bands out there, send me your stuff, email me, widgesucks@needcoffee.com, and send me your stuff, because I would love to talk about your stuff. Now, I won't blow smoke if I don't like it. We'll just pretend I never got it, because the last thing I want to do is, you know, blast some band that you know, doesn't need to be blasted, right? So I want to help new bands, because I find great music that way. I'm just selfish like that. So Lifted is another one that I'm looking forward to see more of what they do. So I'm impressed. Okay, time for DVDs, kids. So basically, first up, talk about Brentwood BCI, because they've got our Adverse Video pick. We gotta have Adverse Video, you know us. So it's Galaxina, which we've talked about before, but basically sci-fi camp like there's no tomorrow. And for all of the, you know, sexual innuendo, the sexual promise of the cover, shall we say, and the fact that Dorothy Stratton, you know, Playboy playmate and such, there's very little there. So, you know, I promise this is Scott and he's still going to get it, but don't tell him, he's going to be like really pissed. I mean, he's going to be thinking there's like hanky-panky and there's not enough. But basically what you've got here is a couple of commentary tracks to fill this out and some DVD-ROM content. So if you want, you know, again, bad movies so bad that you can get a few friends together, have a few drinks and make them good, check out Galaxina. It's right up your alley. So our animation pick is from Warner Brothers and from Adult Swim, from our friends at Cartoon Network. It's Volume 2 of The Brack Show, which is the final 14 episodes. And basically, if you are a fan of the show or a fan of the Space Ghost Coast to Coast, of which this fell out, then you should check this out. There's no supplemental material of any kind. There's no bonus bits, but it's on DVD, so what do you want? And I did not know this, but apparently there is an episode on here that has CeeLo Green in it. So there you go. So if you want something funny and slightly fucked up to watch this weekend, then you can't go wrong with Adult Swim. And here we go with another film that I think is right up Scott's alley. It's, it's called I Am a Sex Addict. And it is released from IFC Films. And you know, I can tell Scott's already interested. But basically, it's about a guy who is probably probably just straight up the director. It's kind of autobiographical. And he is... I mean, well, the title is correct. He is addicted to sex and has girlfriends, has people that he's supposed to be faithful to and just simply can't, because he is addicted to sex and goes out and has fun with hookers and stuff. So, never a good thing. And the film is basically him or slash the character trying to deal with this. And you've got some behind-the-scenes stuff about how they shot some of the scenes involved. And so that's out from IFC. If you would like a strange comedy that perhaps hits a little close to home. Also, we're going to throw at you the special edition of Romancing the Stone, and not Jewel of the Nile, because I never was fond of that film. But basically, you've got the original film with Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner in fine form. Kathleen Turner especially in fine form. You've also got featurettes and the actors, the trifecta of actors there talking about their favorite scenes, and a specific featurette where Michael Douglas looks back and remembers fondly the days of Romancing the Stone. There's also deleted scenes on here as well. So now all we need is a Criterion collection of War of the Roses. Am I wrong? Of course I'm not wrong. Okay, so if you want something a little different off the beaten path, we got a foreign film for you here from First Run Features. It's Go for Zucker, and it's a German film with a slightly slapstick setup here. You've got a guy who is basically non-observant Jew who has gotten himself into a bit of trouble and owes some money. His mother passes away and leaves him an inheritance, but there's a catch, of course, and the catch is that he has to basically mend the ties with his extremely orthodox brother. So the family's coming into town, and they have to pretend, he and his wife have to pretend that they are observant Jews as opposed to, well, non-observant. So orthodox as opposed to unorthodox, not quite the same. But basically, so he's looking at having to sit Shiva with the family, which is going to be lots of fun. Hijinks ensue, as we say. So there's that from First Run Features. And I tell you, the one bonus material on here that looks the most promising is director, and I hope I'm saying this right, Danny Levy. Okay, Danny Levy, I hope so. On making a German-Jewish comedy. So that sounds like it's worth the price of admission. So from the BBC, we have The Miracles of Jesus. Where they basically, it was a three-part series where they went around trying to take a look at the miracles of Jesus, all of them, and kind of looking at them from a standpoint of what do they actually mean, and trying to recreate them using, actors, a little bit of CG and stuff like that. So the BBC always puts out quality material, despite whatever budget they might have. So this is a little different from, there was a special a while back called Tricks from the Bible, I believe it was, with two magicians going around and performing the miracles as magic tricks. So a little bit different here. So you can check that out on DVD from BBC. And last but not least, we've got an exclusive that's available only at Target. So you're going to have to grab this if you want it. And it's a two-disc collection of The Ellen DeGeneres Show. But basically what you've got is a compilation of the first 3 years of the show and the high points, as they call it. And this is available strictly from Target through the end of November. So if you're a fan of DeGeneres, and she does some funny things, you should go to Target and snag this for yourself. No bonus features. It's just really the best of her show. And that, alas, is our show. We're done. We are out of things for you. Hopefully that will at least get your mind moving in the directions that it needs to be to get you through the weekend and have you enjoy it. So, as I said before, if there are things that you would like us to look at, if you have feedback about Weekend Justice, things that you would like to see that would make it more worth your while, the Swiss Army knife of Friday morning podcasts, we're working on it. I'm trying to work on some things here in the background so I can have more content in here. But I'm looking for your ideas. So keep sending them to me at widgesucks@needcoffee.com, WIDGESUCKS, and let me know what you think. So until then, I hope you have a great weekend. So until next time, have a great weekend. We've got a couple of heads up that I still need to catch up on. I know now that I'm feeling better, I'll hopefully be able to get that done. With everything else that I got going on in the background. And, I'm doing some house cleaning on some of the other sites. So stay tuned to know more about that. And stay close to the GabFest because we've got some stuff going on in there. I'm kind of polling GabFesters on various things to see how the site should look and act and feel and stuff like that. So all input is appreciated. We might not use it, but I kind of want to know what people think. In the end, it is a free site. We don't make any money off of it. God bless us. But God bless us, of course, is Southern for we're so stupid. But we do want to get your input, so maybe it would be worth paying for. Who knows? I don't know. So anyway, have a lovely weekend. Hope you make it through the rest of your Friday workday. Hope we helped you out a little bit with that. And talk to you later. Bye.